you know, and they didn't have the money. So I had to split, you know.
Where were they living?
They were living here in Fayetteville. You know, they were living here in Fayetteville. So, you know, my mama was still cooking at the school, I think. You know, and daddy was a delivery boy at Ricketts Drugstore, you know, something. So I had to make a decision as to what I was gonna do. So I sneaked off the campus about 12 o'clock at night and hitchhiked here to Fayetteville. And, you know, I couldn't, you know, I didn't know what I was gonna do or how I was gonna deal with it, you know, but I stayed around for a while. For about a month, maybe 2 months, I got me a little job, saved my money, and went to California, caught me a bus, got a bus ticket, you know. And when I got to California, I think I had $50, you know, and I knew a cousin or something that lived out there, and I went out there and, you know, told him what was happening to me, you know, and everything, and I needed the place till I could get my thing going. So I stayed with them for, I don't know, maybe 8 months, you know, something like that. Maybe 6 months or so.
Whereabouts was
this? This is in Los Angeles, on Los Angeles, on East 99th Street, one block from Century, which was right there in the heart of Watts, you know. Here I was being faced with the same situation again as a stranger going into, you know, a different area.
What were you then, about
19? I was about 18 then. Just 18, little, about 18 and a half, I guess, something like that. Because I went into the Marine Corps, you know, I was old enough to get into the Marine Corps when I joined the Marine Corps, you know. So I had I met a little girl, you know, and well, that's one of the reasons that I wanted to go to California, because the girl I was going with in Hot Springs, she had moved to California. So, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, we had a misunderstanding, we broke up, you know, and shit. And I went to an all-night movie, and this all-night movie was this Marine bullshit, you know, on Guadalcanal and all this kind of crap. So, well, that's what I want to do. I think I can do that right now. So I goes down the next day and joined the Marine Corps. And was that a mistake?
You know, where did you go for your
basic training? Camp Pendleton. I went there. Now, I'm the only dude, the only black dude, you know, in this group that were reporting to Camp Pendleton at this time. And it was just my luck that I got into this company with a lot of dudes from Arkansas, from Harrison, Arkansas, Springdale, and, you know, a lot of this Madison County stuff over there. And I didn't even know it. You know, I got chewed out, you know, because all the rest of the dudes, when we got off the bus, they ran up to the depot. You know, I took my time and walked, you know. And this dude couldn't understand what was I doing walking. Why not run like everybody else? So the dude ran me up and down from the gate, you know, to the highway, man, 15 times. 15 times, you know. I said, oh, what did I get into? What? See, and then I couldn't do nothing right. You know, everything I done was wrong. You know, I didn't vision this kind of crap at all, you know. But I had gone to college. You know, I had a couple of years of college, and I was an education idiot. You know, that was the brand thing that I assumed, you know, right from the get, and I couldn't understand that, you know, that because I'd gone to college and all the rest of these cats hadn't, that I was the idiot, you know, and I was made to be the idiot. You know, I'd had to do everything, all shit details and all this kind of thing. You know, I was faced with that. Okay, well,